This is a Centene podcast. Asthma, triggers and irritants you should avoid. People with asthma have sensitive airways. Things that would not normally cause breathing problems for most people may cause breathing problems in a person with asthma. These substances that cause breathing problems are called triggers. It is important to know what triggers your asthma so you could take steps to avoid them. There are two types of asthma triggers, allergens and irritants. An allergen is a substance that can trigger your allergies. These substances can cause breathing tubes to swell and excess mucus to build up. An irritant is not a substance that causes an allergic reaction. However, it can irritate your breathing tubes and trigger asthma symptoms. The key to self-management of your asthma is the prevention of symptoms. You can prevent symptoms and control your asthma by avoiding allergens and irritants. Here are some suggestions that might help you avoid these substances. These changes will not cure your asthma. They will, however, help keep your asthma episodes from starting. We will now look at the different types of allergens and irritants that are out there. Outdoor allergens. Pollen and mold. Problem? Unless you live in a plastic bubble, you will be exposed to trees, grass, and weeds. These items are all a source of pollen and mold allergens. You cannot completely avoid these items, but you may be able to reduce your contact. Solution? Pay special attention to local allergen reports. If there is a pollen alert, stay inside. Use your air conditioner and keep the windows and doors closed. Prior to traveling to other places on vacation, find out what allergens are in that area. Avoid sources of molds like wet leaves and fallen wood. Avoid standing water or areas of poor drainage. Wear a mask to do yard work. After outdoor allergies, shower and wash your hair. Indoor allergens, dust and dust mites. Problem? House dust contains a lot of things such as small pieces of fabric, particles of food, flakes of skin, and protein from plants and animals found in the home. Dust mites need these items and humidity to survive. It is a protein in the waste product of dust mites that triggers asthma and allergy symptoms. It is not possible to completely eliminate dust mites from your home, but there are some solutions that can help reduce their levels. Solution? Use a wet mop and a damp cloth when cleaning to try to clean your home and make it as dust-free as possible. Vacuum once a week using a HEPA vacuum filter. Have your carpeted areas cleaned regularly. Since vacuuming stirs up dust, ask a friend to vacuum for you. If possible, leave the house while the vacuum cleaner is in use or wear a mask that covers your mouth and nose. Minimize upholstered or fabric-covered furniture. Wood, leather, and vinyl furniture will not trap dust. Get rid of drapes and mini blinds as window covers. Replace them with washable curtains or vinyl shades. Cover your pillows, mattress, and box spring with allergen-proof encasements. Wash bedding weekly in very hot water. Remove clutter such as stuffed animals, knickknacks, books, and bookshelves. Use a dehumidifier or air conditioner to keep your humidity level below 50% in your home. Animals, such as dogs, cats, birds, hamsters, or gerbils. Problem? Some people may be allergic to an outdoor allergen that their pet brings in on its fur. In other cases, they are allergic to the protein found in animal dander, urine, and saliva. These proteins are very small, and they can easily travel throughout your home in the air. Solution? You may need to find a new home for your pet or keep the pet outdoors. Keep the animal out of your bedroom and other areas where you spend a lot of time. Bathe your pet once a week. Vacuum your floors once a week with a HEPA filter. Have your carpeted areas cleaned regularly. Cockroaches. Problem? Like dust mites and other animals, the protein in the waste is the problem. To control this problem, you must get rid of cockroaches. Cockroaches need three things to survive: water, food, and humidity. If you eliminate these items, you can get rid of the cockroaches. Solution? Seal areas where cockroaches may enter the home. Fix all leaky water faucets and pipes. When you're planning some time away from home, hire an exterminator. Do not leave food lying around. Wash dishes immediately after eating. Vacuum and sweep the floors. Take out garbage frequently. Indoor molds and mildew. Problem? Molds and mildew thrive in areas of your home that are damp and have high humidity levels. Mold and mildew send out small spores that can be airborne and can trigger asthma. Solution? The key to mold control is moisture control. Control water leakage and dampness problems. Use a dehumidifier to keep the indoor humidity level at less than 50%. 3 to 4 times a week, clean bathtubs and sinks. Once a month, clean the drip pan under the refrigerator. Clean the garbage can with mild detergent. Do not install carpet on concrete. Get rid of indoor plants. Vent your clothes dryer to the outside. Clean the inside and outside of your air conditioner. Food allergens. Problem? Food allergies are rare and primarily found in children. The most common food allergens include cow's milk, eggs, peanuts, soybean products, shellfish, corn, and wheat. Some people are allergic to the additives, otherwise known as sulfites, found in processed foods. These additives are most commonly found in foods such as shrimp, dried fruits, beer, and wine. Solution? Avoid all sources of foods that contain allergens you know bother you. Read the food labels to check for these allergens. Avoid processed foods. Medication allergies. Problem? Some of the over-the-counter medications, such as aspirin, and commonly prescribed medications, such as non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory, and medications called beta blockers, may worsen your asthma symptoms. Solution? Read the content labels of the over-the-counter medication. Avoid medications that contain ingredients that you are allergic to. Many medications are closely related. Make sure that your doctor and pharmacist know about your allergies. Don't hesitate to ask them about it. Carry a list of your medication allergies in your purse or wallet so you can let people know what you should take and what you should not take. Irritants, air pollution. Problem, individuals with asthma are more sensitive to sources of indoor and outdoor air pollution. Sources of air pollution include traffic, high ozone levels, smoke, gases, and fumes. Solution? Stay indoors when the air is smoggy or traffic is heavy with exhaust fumes. Avoid areas with high industry or power plants. Avoid pumping gasoline and keep your car windows closed to keep from breathing the fumes. If you must use a fireplace or wood-burning stove, make sure it's well ventilated. Do not sit close to the opening. Do not use kerosene heaters. Use exhaust fans to remove any fumes or smoke while cooking. Don't let people smoke in your home. Avoid restaurants that allow smoking. Ask for smoke-free hotel rooms and rental cars. Strong odors. Problem? Strong odors from perfume, aftershave, cologne, and cleaning products can be very irritating to your breathing tubes. Solution? Avoid aerosol sprays and use roll-on deodorants and liquid or gel personal hygiene products without a strong smell. Avoid chemical products such as ammonia, chlorine bleach, mothballs, and other products with strong odors. Changes in weather. Problem? Changes in weather and humidity, barometric pressure, or strong winds may increase symptoms in a person with asthma. Solution? In cold weather, wear a scarf or mask over your mouth and nose. When it's hot and humid, don't exercise or work outdoors. Remember, the key to self-management of your asthma is the prevention of symptoms. You can prevent symptoms and control your asthma by avoiding allergens and irritants. Learning what triggers your asthma will help you take control.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.